and the possessions of Le'Veon Bell would never happen at Disney on Route 1, sir. Never.
I think I'm on the record. The whole situation would never happen at Disney. I mean, unfortunately, we're run by a buffoon, and these things happen. It's part of it, Hillbug. It's part of being a Steeler fan. I know the listeners think every Steeler fan's like, you know, smoking 8 packs of, you know, Basics a day, you know, washing it down with, like, you know, 3 big gulps. But, you know, some of us have all our teeth. Some of us can see what's in front of us.
I assume you're commenting on this incident with the Fitchburg State basketball player.
You know, this is why people lose it with Lyndon.
Yes.
And I mean, first of all, there's no fighting in high school hockey, Elby. They have cages.
Oh, yeah, there's never been a fight in high school hockey.
God, you're sitting there telling people this happens every day on TV. No, it doesn't. The NBA fights are an absolute joke. Nobody even lands anything. They pirouette. Everybody hugs. This is different, Elby. This kid assaulted this kid.
Oh, enough with the assault crap.
He's got high blood pressure.
Enough with the assault crap. Guy, this kid's in his follow-through, like falling away, taking a three-pointer, and this dude lands an MMA-style elbow to his face. So you cut the crap with whatever the hell you're trying to tell everybody.
Go ahead, Derek. Pretend like there's no violence
like
in sports.
An idiot, which has been
I'm not an idiot, bud. I'm not an idiot. You watch high school football. You don't think you coached high school football. You don't think kids target with their helmet?
No, they don't. They absolutely don't. You know what? High school is far and away been ahead of the NFL and college.
Yeah, okay.
We don't have rules anymore about targeting and ejections because our kids don't do it.
Yeah, you're an ostrich with your head in the sand,
like you proclaim. You don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, no, of course I don't. I didn't play every sport on the planet growing up.
No, hey, Derek.
You sound like an idiot, Elby. You do.
Derek, don't personally attack me, and I'm not an idiot. I played major sport. I played Division I sports my whole life. I was a tight end linebacker in football in high school. I played junior hockey. Violence is a part of sports, Derek. And you're an ostrich with your head in the sand.
Nobody cares, buddy.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, no, you don't, because you're a jealous prick.
Because what you're saying,
you sucked as a coach.
All right, Derek. Thank you. I'm
a moron.
I'm gonna
go to work. Go to work. Go to work and pay the bills. You stiff.
You idiot. I show up every day, unlike you. And unfortunately, I don't know what's happened to you, but the people that have been listening to this show for 20-plus years, it's a sad, sad
thing
of you.
Hey, you know what? Work on being a good parent. Keep doing what you're doing, right? I heard you're a great parent. You suck as a football coach.
Actually, you know what?
You know,
I am.
You don't know anything about sports. What position did you play? What were you, the manager in the football team?
Here's the thing. I'm smart enough to know that nobody cares. Nobody gives a rat's ass.
No, no, of course. No one does. No one does. That's why I've only been on the radio for 23 years, you nitwit.
I'll drive it down our throat every morning.
I can't blow the whistle.
I can't do it.
We should get a whistle for India.
I know.
I can't. I just.
Yeah, we have enough of those.
It's amazing to me that people like Derek, who pretend that they're involved in sports, are being an ostrich with their head in the sand.
Yes.
That don't believe.
Bingo.
How does a concussion happen in high school football? Helmet to helmet hit? No?
Yeah.
Am I an idiot? I guess I'm an idiot and a moron.
No.
When a linebacker targets the running back or the receiver in high school football and he leaves the game with a concussion, that's called violence in sports, and it happens every game.
Here's
in
a text.
Every sport.
Here's a text from somebody in your corner offering support by sharing the factual information that targeting happened in the Mighty Ducks film.
Oh. Yeah.
So, yes, 100%.
Yeah.
All right.
Derek it is, was worked up, huh?
He was worked up?
No, I just love getting him going. I don't care either way. I'm a moron. I'm an idiot. Yeah. Now, I'm a loser. I got to get my act together. Now, I'm going to go home and cry into my pillow today because I'm such a nitwit.
704.
Now, speaking of Derek and football, coming up at 8:15 this morning, a new survey shows exactly why Bubs is the most popular male smoke in the NFL.
Oh.
Okay, Danielle?
Okay.
We'll get to that coming up. We're going to calm everything down.
Yeah.
We don't want any kind of heart incidents due to the stress over there.
Said it this morning. It's Thanksgiving week. I'm the happiest guy on the planet. We got family time coming up.
Yes, we can tell. We can tell how happy you are. All right, it is 7:05, and this is WAAF-FM and HD1 Westboro, Boston, WEEI HD2 Lawrence, and WWBX HD2 Boston.
And now, LB.
I've been involved in a number of cults, both as a leader and a follower. You have more fun as a follower, but you make more money as a leader.
With a WAAF Sports Minute.
Brought to you by Dr. Matthew Lepresti, Dr. Robert Leonard. They offer the latest in technology and hair restoration. If you're tired of being bald, all you got to do is call 1-800-GET-HAIR.
Middle of the rush, McKinnon stops at the top of the circle and gives it to Jake DeBrusk for a breakaway. He deeks and scores! Jake DeBrusk! The Bruins give up the first goal, but they've got every chance of leaving the first period ahead.
And that was your highlight because the Bruins gave up 5 unanswered and lose 6-5 to the Avs. It was pretty amazing because I was watching that game last night. No contact.
Really?
Yeah. No one hit anybody.
Nobody touched anybody.
Nobody dropped an F-bomb. I think Bruce Cassidy walked over and he shook Dewar's hand after the game for no reason whatsoever and said, hey, thanks for kicking our ass. Next up, they have Dallas tomorrow night after the tilt in the mountains. And, hey, DeBrusk had 2 tallies last night, and he's kind of got a great season going. He's a youngster. And the future of the black and gold. The seas rolled nicely, 111-82 over the Bulls.
And Baines takes it away from Lopez. Haywood to the basket.
That's what I'd love to see this guy keep doing.
Yeah, the big man helped out big time, and home games are great after a 1-4 road trip away from the Garden. Seas are 8-6 after the 111-82 win. They host the Raptors at home tomorrow night. Elsewhere, Bron stashed 44 in the Lakers win over Portland. He passes Wilt the Stilt for 5th all-time in NBA scoring. Next up, Michael Jordan. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is the NBA all-time leading scorer. Karl Malone, number 2. Kobe, the Black Mamba, number 3. Red Sox stud Mookie Betts is up for the MVP tonight. There's no way he shouldn't win this, and it'll be such a scam if he doesn't. He's up against Mike Trout of the Angels and the Tribes, Jose Ramirez. The guy's got gaudy stats. Batted .346, 32 taters, 129 runs scored, and 130 ribbies, and those other two guys aren't even close. Your Cy Young winners for the Fireballer Club in Major League Baseball, Mets, Jake DeGrom, no surprise. He was phenomenal. For the AL, it's Tampa Bay Ray, Blake Snell. So enjoy the bonus. NFL football, Pats are 7-3 in a bye week. Jets are next tonight. Packers, Seahawks, 8:20. College hoops, number 2, Kentucky, number 3, Duke, and Zion Williamson. I'm not sure if you caught this kid, Hill Dog. He's the next LeBron James. He's
really?
Well, he's 7'3", 270 pounds, and he runs and dunks like a gazelle. And Duke is on a roll and going to win a national championship. Number 18, Michigan. Number 10, Michigan State. Both won as well. BC was upset by IUPUI. That would be University of Purdue, University Indianapolis, 76-69. Say that 5 times fast. Eagles are 2-1. UConn has Syracuse at Madison Square Garden tonight. I'm LB, and I'm very sorry, Derek, for losing my temper. You're awesome. That's an AAF Sports Minute.
This is Jerry on the Framingham Ford Studio line. Hello, Jerry.
Hello, guys. So just real quick on that play, I think you should watch it, LB, because it was as blatant a cheap shot as I've ever seen in all the years.
That's why they call it a cheap shot, Bud. It's been going on since the beginning of time.
I understand that, but that being said, my biggest disappointment was why one of his teammates didn't go back and bundle the SOB through the elbow. That was should have happened.
Sure, I agree, Bud. I agree.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's called sportsmanship.
Violence should not beget violence.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay, let me tell you.
Yeah, sportsmanship is intramural football at lunch.
let's see. This is Andy. Andy, we are discussing the Framingham State basketball player and the cheap shot in the game and the fact that the police are now going to investigate. He has been booted not only from college basketball but from the Framingham State campus.
Fitchburg.
When I say Framingham, Fitchburg State. Go ahead, Andy.
Good morning, Greg. Good morning, Shu, D, and LB. I agree with you. I think your experience in this stuff matters. I think you saw a side of sports and stuff that all of us haven't seen. I think what I – and that's why I agree with your entire point. And I saw the film, Mike. So I saw the elbow. It was vicious. It was clearly blatant.
Sure.
But at the same time, I think LB's right. It happens in sports. I think the punishment was just. The kid's off the team. He's not allowed on campus. So the police investigate is ridiculous.
So you think what Fitchburg State did, just removing him from the campus and removing him from the team, that is punishment enough. That's what you're saying, correct?
Yeah, think LB has a good point that he, because of what he did, you know, playing sports growing up, he's seen things and, you know, I don't think they teach that stuff in high school, but I think in college and stuff, and they may not coach it, but the players would, between themselves probably say, yeah, you can get away with this, you can get away with that. I had a kid in high school that we'd be at the bottom of a pile of a tackle. He'd be twisting people's ankles.
Let me ask you. I have no problem with him getting thrown off.
Definitely has something that we've never experienced as far as being on the team and what they do in practice and what they talk about and stuff.
All right.
I have no problem with them throwing him off the team, throwing him out of school. Is completely over the edge.
I mean,
I'll just ask you a simple question. After a high school day on a Wednesday, two kids were in each other's grill all like for a week, and they finally say, hey, I'll see you on the grounds at 3:45 when we're out of school, and they brawl. He should be kicked out of high school?
I don't know, because we're living in a time where people are booted out of college for their words.
Someone has to step up and say, listen, enough is enough already with the pussification of America.
If somebody says long time no see, they're suddenly banned from any college campus in the United States. I'll tell you what you should do. I'm going to suggest this politely.
Yeah.
But you should watch that. Just watch the video during the break and see if it changes your mind at all.
I've seen guys sucker punched.
Yeah.
It's called a sucker punch. It's called a cheap shot for a
reason.
It doesn't
make it okay, dude.
I'm not saying it's okay. I'm saying the punishment is excessive.
All right. Well, coming up in just a few moments, what your mom's number has to do with your number of partners. All right. We're going to get to that coming up. We're going to get to Stowe 5-0 coming up on today's Hillman Morning Show, which is presented by EchoStore Technologies, your data center solutions provider. For more information, you can go to echostore.com.
WAAF Boston.
The only station that really rocks.
WAAF
107.3 WAAF Boston.
The only station that really rocks.
Hey, Sassbot, isn't this iPhone season party great?
Sprinter, iPhone season is always a party. Holly, my man.
Hi, guys. Happy iPhone season.
Are you excited about the new iPhone XR?
Are you kidding? This is crazy. Not only can you get an iPhone XR on Sprint, Sprint's nationwide LTE advanced network is now up to 2 times faster than before.
I love iPhone season.
Party on, people. Go, iPhone. Go. Go iPhone.
Switch to Sprint today and get iPhone XR on us when you lease the latest iPhone. Visit a Sprint store, Sprint.com/iPhone, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Second iPhone XR gets $31.25 a month credit applied within two bills. Requires two new lines and 18-month leases. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Excludes tax. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Restrictions apply.
It's not just any TV.
Mom, can we watch something on YouTube?
Sure, honey.
It's Xfinity X1, which gives you customizable streaming TV with your favorite streaming apps like Netflix, YouTube, Pandora, and more. All in one place on the big screen.
No, wait, let's watch Netflix.
And you can find your favorites by speaking into your X1 voice remote.
Show me Stranger Things.
Plus, with xFi delivering the best Wi-Fi experience, streaming is easier than ever.
Oh, are we having a Netflix marathon? Count me in.
It's customizable streaming TV from Xfinity that makes life simple, easy, awesome.
Get a special offer on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, get DVR service included for a year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Offer ends 11/18/18. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply. Netflix streaming membership required.
The holidays, a time to give to others and yourself. At Metro, buy a select Samsung Galaxy or LG and get a second free with an unlimited LTE plan. We're talking massive HD screens, up to 64 gigs of memory, and an incredible 16 megapixel camera. It's happy holidays for you and them. Stop by Metro today. Metro by T-Mobile.
Plus sales tax and activation fee. Free phone must be on new line of service. Phone free after all instant rebates. Free phone of lesser or equal value. If congested, the fraction of customers using more than 35 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. And Metro customers may notice reduced speeds versus T-Mobile due to prioritization. See store for details and terms and conditions.
It's the Jeep Black Friday sales event, the perfect time to get great deals all month long, no matter what color Christmas you're dreaming of. Drive over Red Rocks with Jeep Cherokee's legendary 4x4 capability. Head for Blue Waters with Jeep Compass's innovative technology and connectivity. Take in a colorful light show in Jeep Grand Cherokee, the most awarded SUV ever. Or just make it a traditional white snowy one in Jeep Wrangler, the most capable Wrangler ever. Hurry into the Jeep Black Friday sales event for great deals all month long. Well-qualified returning FCA lessees get a low mileage lease on the 2019 Jeep Cherokee Latitude Plus 4x4 for $199 a month for 36 months with $3,599 to its signing. Tax, title, license extra. Jeep Grand Cherokee has received more awards over its lifetime than any other SUV. Call 1-888-925-JEEP for details. Requires dealer contribution. Lease through Chrysler Capital. Current lease must end by 12-2-19. 25-cent charge for each mile over 30,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 12-3. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Are you looking for a real size entree with great flavor for just $9.99? Visit the 99 restaurants today for one of their 9 real size entrees for $9.99, like their chopped grilled Angus. The 99, always the real deal.
Hi, Arthur Campbell, General Manager for Emmingham Ford. November is the month. It's our biggest SUV sales event of the year. Every Ford Explorer and Ford Escape, value priced. In fact, crazy prices on our website. Before you buy an Explorer and Escape, do us both a favor. Visit FraminghamFord.com. The prices are unbeatable, and as always, no one will pay you more for your trade. We have an amazing selection, but when they're gone, they're gone. Visit us online at FraminghamFord.com. Framingham Ford, Route 9, Framingham. Don't wait.
'Twas the night before Christmas when home from the store, not a wave or a welcome as I walked through the door. No hello, no hey dad, not a single sound, even our dog just laid on the ground. The children were silent, eyes glued to their screens, till I took out a Coke and changed the routine. Check out this new bottle, it's wrapped like a gift. All heads turned to me, suddenly, I exist. They made so much noise, gave our dog quite a fright. Started out lousy, but the day turned out pretty all right. Introducing the limited edition Coca-Cola gift bottle.
The holidays are here, and Coca-Cola is the one thing you can trust everyone will like. With the limited edition gift wrapped label, every bottle is personalized with a gift tag for your special someone. Grab an ice cold Coca-Cola or Coke Zero Sugar for everyone on your list. Pick one up at your nearest Roach Brothers today while supplies last. The Coca-Cola gift bottle, a gift for one, a gift for all.
This week, you'll find great deals at Walgreens, like 16-ounce Blue Diamond Almonds, just $4.99 with card and coupon. Or get select varieties of General Mills cereal, 2 for $3 with card and coupon. And start your morning right with Javalia coffee, 12-ounce ground, just $4.99 with card. Get great deals on the essentials you need right here at your neighborhood Walgreens. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. While supplies last, restrictions and exclusions apply. See store for details.
Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. This holiday season, drive away in a brand new 2019 Subaru Outback. Starting at just $26,345 with 0% financing for up to 36 months. Or you can lease it for $285 a month for 36 months with $1,999 due when you sign. Featuring standard, symmetrical, all-wheel drive and EyeSight driver assist technology, the Outback is ready to go home for the holidays. Let your love give back in a 2019 all-wheel drive Outback. And with your lease or purchase during the Share the Love event, Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of charities. For complete details and to find your authorized Subaru retailer, visit SubaruOfNewEngland.com.
Hillman will be back in 60 seconds or less with more compelling content like this.
How does everyone in the show not have deep vein thrombosis?
I don't know.
When you get Harvard Pilgrim, you get a plan for your mind, body, and bank account. You get everything from personal health coaching to virtual doctor visits to a trusted partner with 50 years of experience. Get to a healthier, happier you at GetHarvardPilgrim.org.
Get happy!
Now, back to the show that would never charge you for extra ketchup packets.
Worse than insane. Irresponsible.
Evil.
This is the Thursday Hillman Morning Show.
Moments during Sto5o, the mysterious man in the poncho with the lawn chair. That is coming up.
Okay.
Today's weather brought to you by Spot Hero, and it's going to be nice for a little bit, and then for the first time this winter season, the wintry mix arrives late this afternoon or this evening, and some of you may end up accumulation-wise with up to 3 inches of snow.
Ouch.
So try to remember how to drive. Try to be ready for tomorrow morning. Try not to ruin everybody else's drive into work by driving 4.5 miles per hour. It's going to be pretty messy tomorrow. It looks like it's all going to change over to rain, which means that at least in the eastern part of the state, maybe the snow will wash away and we won't have a white Thanksgiving. But that's the deal. That's coming later on today. And finally, here's a way that you can save time parking. Simply download the free Spot Hero app and reserve the closest spot to your destination in advance, and you'll save time and get everywhere much easier. Take $10 off your first spot with promo code WHEEL. That's promo code WHEEL. We are going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back in about 40 minutes at 8. So you can leave one now on the criticism that is being leveled at bestie Tom Brady under attack for the way in which he acted. Should I say acted?
He acted stupidly from
what he did during a theater performance of Hamilton. You can leave a Hillmail voicemail message on that or on the Fitchburg State college basketball player who was booted out of school for a flagrant foul, an elbow to the head, the kind of a half elbow, half punch to the head.
Oh.
And some agree with LB, and they're saying it's way excessive, punishment-wise, to kick an athlete out of school for that.
Agreed.
Some agree.
Agreed.
Others say LB is a complete and utter savage animal.
No,
and
I'm
how
not,
he can think this is appropriate.
I'm not a savage animal.
Yeah.
So if I told you what – if I told you about the stuff that happens in college sports and pro sports, like in basketball, you understand, like, guys grab guys' nuts. Guys, like, in girls' basketball, they grab
they
and
do
pinch
what the president
and scratch.
Said?
No, I'm just saying, when you're in the paint and you're a center, yep, and you're trying to back somebody down, mm-hmm, they're literally pinching your – they're grabbing your and pinching your skin in the back, or they're punching you in the kidney. You know, but if I told you that, you don't see it because you're sitting in the stands. When you get in close encounters in competitive sports,
yeah,
people do stuff that's not supposed to be done, and they have rules for that. I understand. Great, ejected. See you later.
Yeah.
Kicked out of school? Are you all right? Whoever's in charge over there didn't have kids that didn't play sports has no clue.
You believe it's excessive to kick the kid out of school?
You think that's? I have no problem if you want to suspend him for the rest of the season, teach him a lesson. That's great. I just think it's I don't know, is it irony or whatever, but if there's a fist fight in a dorm room, do they get kicked out of school?
Sometimes, yeah.
A texter says, as Bub said on this show yesterday, what happens in the pile stays in the pile.
Right.
Speaking of Bubs, coming up at 8:15, a new survey shows exactly why Bubs is the most popular male smoke in the NFL, and why Ninko would have been a close second, and Light would have been a close third.
All beautiful men.
That's coming up later. Now, this particular story that is in the news today about the number of romantic partners that you have had is a little bit uncomfortable, I think, for many. So I'm going to be careful the way we discuss this, but. Right now, as you sit in your vehicle or you're enjoying your coffee on the island in the kitchen, think about how many partners you have had. And we've discussed.
Hold on, that's going to take a minute.
We've discussed this with Danielle. she's in the what are you in the thousands?
Easily. Just in 2018.
I mean, college alone.
If I hadn't been blacked out during half my college career, my number would have been a lot higher. maybe it is.
You always talk about that thing. This is inside the warped female brain. But oftentimes women will go back to hook up with a friend with benefits relationship because their number doesn't increase with a new guy.
And you're also not risking adding a number with bad sex. If you go back to the well, you have that person that maybe you tried to date and it didn't work out, but the sex is great, and you're like, hey, haven't talked to you in a couple of weeks. What's going on? Oh, you're hunting? When are you coming back? You want to have sex? Great. Okay, see you then. Bye. Just call me when you're home.
You always go back to the guy that gets you to the promised land.
Exactly. Right? So you know where your bread is buttered. Yeah. However, I don't know. You don't want to risk increasing your number on a bad experience.
So it turns out that your number is influenced by your mom's number. And you and your mom you and your mom have the same number, essentially.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's a reason behind it, which is pretty interesting. So Ohio State University did this study. They looked at more than 7,000 moms and their children, both male and female. And they found that you likely have the same number of romantic partners your mom did because she likely passed on relationship skills to you. That influences how you interact with people, including people in your dating life.
Terrifying.
And thus, that connection was very strong in the data.
So if you have a high number,
yeah,
your mom also had a high number. No disrespect to your mom.
That's a load of crap. With all my mom respect, only had sex once, and that's how I got here, and that's it.
With all due respect, Shu, your mom. Oh. I don't even want to say what she was, but I mean your number is your number okay. And your mom's.
Yeah, I'm okay because I love comic books and I'm a Rush fan. What do you think my number is? Yeah.
Right. Your number is 0.5.
Right.
Here's somebody who says there's absolutely no way my mom and I share a number. Nope. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Your mom's lying.
She's that hoe over there. No disrespect to your mom, but yeah.
Do you ever date a girl that her parents let you go downstairs, watch TV and.
Mm-hmm. Oh, in the house.
Yeah.
Is that code?
While they're upstairs, you're mm-hmm. downstairs yes. doing the business.
You're downstairs having spinach dip.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
See?
My junior prom date slept over my house, and at the time I lived with both my mom and my grandparents. We all lived together, and my mom was, my grandparents were very explicit on once you get him settled downstairs, make sure that's the last evening that you're staying there, because you're coming back up here. I know that my whole family checked on my room, and I'm like, dude, relax. I'm not doing that in the house.
It's just one of the worst things about being the father of a daughter. I don't care how old they are, when they want to have the guy sleep over. It's wildly inappropriate. It's not inappropriate. I should say it's wildly awkward and uncomfortable. Yeah. And no dad wants to say goodnight to his daughter and her boyfriend and watch them walk into a room and close the door. No dad wants to do that.
Well, then what about your son?
Whatever.
Double
standard.
Because my mother allowed that.
Hypocrisy, thy name is father.
Yes.
That's how that goes. Hypocrisy, thy name is father.
Everyone's wondering why the Hill family isn't downsizing from the manse in Stowe after the kids have left the nest. Yes, and it's because Greg wants to make sure that extra room is there for that exact occasion someday.
All right. Well, you and your mom have the same number. As alarming as that is.
My mom.
Uh-huh. Right now, the news and the news this hour is brought to you by...
Recovery Centers of America, providing inpatient and outpatient addiction treatment services with locations in Danvers and Westminster, Massachusetts. Recovery Centers of America will take your call 24 hours a day. Call 1-800-RECOVERY or visit recoverycentersofamerica.com. Brought to you also by Midstate Auto Group. Looking for a car under $10,000? Visit Ray's new lot, 496 Washington Street in Auburn. Quality cars under $10,000. This story should probably be a nerd report from Mike Shu.
Okay.
But there's a nerd from Lynn who defended his home with a machete against some would-be burglars.
A real machete?
Actual machete.
An IRL machete or a machete in a video game?
No, IRL machete. Okay, machete.
It was an in-real-life machete.
Evan Luongo is his name. He's a big Batman fan. And
who isn't?
I mean, yeah. Really.
Great suit.
Yeah.
So Monday night, he's in bed, and he hears breaking glass.
Put on his utility belt?
Obviously. So we'll hear from him in a second about his thoughts when he heard that sound. But a couple kids broke into his house, a 16-year-old from Malden and a 19-year-old from Medford. The older kid pulled a knife. The younger one had what appeared to be a gun, turned out to be a BB gun. So Evan pulled out the machete. He's standing there in his underwear. He
his
fended
Batman
them off.
Underwear.
Obviously.
Yep. Underoos. It's
Batman underoos, yeah.
And he also tried to talk a little sense into the kids while he was guarding them.
My intuition, once again, said, get the stupid machete you keep under your bed. I turned the knob, kicked the door, had the machete already up like this, and came in like, who are you? But I did like that motion that guys do where you kind of puff your chest. Like, I just say, like, dude, if we're doing this, then we're doing this. In my underwear with a machete. They are not looking at me at all. Maybe my ranting and raving about how they're wasting their potential might click in. Batman?
Yeah.
Quite frankly, the human can do anything if they set their mind to it.
That's awesome. Wow. Nice work, dude.
Machete, great weapon.
Well, yeah. is that the new slogan for the city of Lynn? Lynn, where a machete under your bed is just good practice.
Oh,
is that their new? What's their new slogan about Lynn?
I guess
that's going to have to be.
Wasn't that the mayor's slogan? A machete under every bed.
Do you keep a weapon in your bedroom?
No, because
that's called a fork, guys.
If there's any kind of issue I'm always going to, my thing is to throw another family member in front of anybody who's threatening me and then run as quickly as I can.
I wear glasses.
Some people, I think I, you know, when the kids were young, I used to keep a baseball bat in there or something. And I mean, I don't know what I would have done with it, but.
I have a bat. That's all you'll do.
I have a Federation standard hand phaser.
That guy, a complete nerd though, huh? Oh, but you know what? Good for him.
Yeah, he did it with a machete.
It was ready to go, man. Yeah.
he was all over it.
He was ready to go.
Yeah. So there's a woman who is in trouble because she was demanding wine on a flight.
Okay.
This is a...
They weren't going to serve her?
They weren't going to serve her. She was already drunk. She's an Irish woman. And she was on an Air India flight to London and was denied more wine.
Tell me there's audio.
Of course there's audio.
Oh.
She goes off on this huge rant.
All right, let's listen to it.
I'm working for all your people. The f***ing Rohingya, the f***ing Quechua, the f***ing people of all nations. For you, international criminal lawyer. Don't get any money for it, by the way. But you can't give me a f***ing glass of wine. Is that correct? So Air India, and also, leader of the f***ing boycott movement. So if I say boycott, f***ing Air India, done. If I say boycott Jet Airways, done. Yeah, do you understand me? Do you understand me? Yes, sir. You can't give me a wee bottle of wine. I'm a rich Indian money grabbing. Is that right? Is that right? I'll report about you. I'll turn you inside.
Some people have anxiety when flying.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Big time.
They have anxiety when they're flying. Yes, what?
Ear moth ambush.
What?
Oh, my God.
This story right now.
Shoo. We're up against the clock.
Is that the excuse this time?
Ah, you big pee bag.
Huh?
Ear moth ambush?
Yeah.
All right. And hold on a second. Okay, here we go. You know this one, people? We're getting drunk on a plane, everybody.
Oh. I took 2 weeks vacation for the honeymoon.
What up, Dirk?
A couple tickets all inclusive down in Cancun. I couldn't get my money back, so I'm in seat 7A. I'm getting drunk on a plane. I bet the fella on the aisle thought I was crazy. So I taped your picture to the seat back right beside me. Now I've got empty mini bottles filling both our trays. I'm getting drunk on a plane.
Buying drinks for everybody but the pilot, it's a party. Got the 737 rocking like a Jesus.
If you've never seen Dierks Bentley, great show. Saw him in Philadelphia last. Was that last summer?
Yes.
Great show. No, not this past summer. A year ago. He's awesome.
I just love country music.
It's the best.
You know, I'm surprised somebody has wrote a song about their bathroom and taking a dump. You can write about anything.
You mean about not having enough toilet paper in their bathroom when they call?
I ran out of toilet paper. I got no.
My wife is fat.
All right. It is 7:37, and today's Hillman Morning Show is presented by EchoStore Technologies, your data center solutions provider. For more information, you could go to echostore.com.
Bad boys, what you want, what you want, what you gonna do when Chevy John Brown come for you?
And now, following the man and woman of law enforcement.
A caller on Great Road reported that a resident was leaf blowing
on the dangerous streets of Greg Hill's hometown.
A caller on Walnut Ridge Road reported that a turkey with only 1 foot was in her yard.
This is Stowe 5-0.
A texter says, ear moth ambush thwarted. Yes!
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Shu thinks he can get me. Never going to happen. All right. Here's a quick look at some of the crimes that were either walked in or called in to my hometown security force, the Stowe PD, over the last week, courtesy of the Stowe and Bolton Independent newspaper. on Monday, November 5th at 5:22 p.m., a walk-in reported that his rental car was damaged by the road construction.
Oh, so you're going to pay for it.
A lot of complaints.
Yeah, I'm not paying the deductible on this. This is on you guys.
Got to pay the extra $15.
A lot of complaints about that.
The extra $15, yeah. you can
deliver
it.
You can do anything
you want. Yeah, you can deliver it totaled.
Yeah. At 9:18 p.m., a caller reported that his keys fell off his car as he drove to Bolton. The man was advised to contact the Bolton police as well.
You got to be in the car with the push button.
Automatic starter can be anywhere. Yeah. I think it can be around, and sometimes with the it's just the keys have to be around the area.
Yeah. Oh, that sucks.
I know.
Yeah. How much that costs for a new key fob?
I know.
Jeez.
I know. On Tuesday, November 6th at 7:53 a.m., a caller from Boxborough Road reported that a truck stopped by her home and took all of her campaign signs. Truck took off in a hurry. I don't know what's going on there.
Hate Trump.
The election results didn't go the way wanted them. Somebody wanted them to go. At 10:27 a.m., this is crazier than Danielle. At 10:27 a.m., a caller from Hudson Road reported that someone may have been at her ex's house without permission.
Oh, my God.
I saw it on surveillance.
The police responded. The house cleaners were on site.
All
was okay.
Whose Corolla is that in the front of your driveway?
That's sad.
Who is that?
He wasn't having sex with a rando.
Three women just walked into your house. Is there a GB going on? What's happening?
I just happened to be in the neighborhood watching your home for 24 hours straight.
They were sucking with the vacuum.
At 2:11 p.m., a caller from Gleasondale Road reported that a delivered package had been stolen.
Oh.
And it's that time of year.
It is, yeah. You gotta get the video doorbells, man.
Yeah, that is such a great invention.
It really is.
Yeah.
There's awesome motion at your front door, in your pants.
7:38 p.m., a caller on Taylor Road was walking down the road. Reported that somebody was walking down the road wearing a rain poncho, holding a backpack and a lawn chair.
Sounds like a huge threat.
The police responded. What was the person like, a random lawn partier? Like they just show up and sit down, like plant themselves on somebody's lawn?
Well, you might have been going fishing at Lake Boone.
Right? Yeah, maybe. Good point, LB.
Boone. That explains a lot.
This is crazy.
We don't allow lawn chairs and stuff.
No, just
not aluminum ones.
Just Adirondack
chairs.
Yes. And on Thursday, November 8th at 10:07 a.m., a caller from Kirkland Road reported that he captured a picture of a black bear on his night camera.
Whoa.
Oh, okay.
No way.
So we just wanted to warn the residents is that we want police to send out a reverse 911. Yeah. Just checking. Yeah. Okay, great.
That is about it. On Friday, November 9th at 4:12 p.m., a caller reported that her Neshoba High School student reported that he or she overheard other students talking about smoking marijuana at the town beach.
The friggin' town beach.
How dare they?
Freaking town beach. The riffraff are all coming down to the town beach to smoke the reefer.
Wait a second. Kids smoke pot?
They're down there with their jewels.
Police investigated, and there was no evidence of the reported activity.
Of course not.
All was okay. All was okay. All right. That's still 5-0 this morning. Quick look at some of the terrifying crimes that occurred in my lifelong hometown of Stowe, Massachusetts this past week. We're going to go inside the warped female brain coming up next.
Don't miss the Maddie and Nick Show.
Throwing down host Maddie Blake, welcome to the show that you're actually a part of.
Hold on, do you want to hear from Marty Ladina?
Are you with Marty right now?
Yeah, hold on.
Hello, Boston.
Oh, there he is. One of the Ladina brothers himself from the Curse of Oak Island, Marty Ladina. What's happening, my man? All right, buddy. Listen, get back to filming. Get your job done. Drill down, drill up.
Thank you so much for having me back.
Seriously. Maddie.
Yeah.
I don't know why that brings me so much joy.
I love it.
Weekdays 3 to 7, or listen to the podcast at WAAF.com.
Hurry
Hurry in today for outstanding offers on remarkable Chevy trucks. Now, combine cash allowance with a price reduction below MSRP and an option package discount to get $11,000 total value on a 2018 Silverado 1500 Crew Cab LT All-Star when you finance with GM Financial. Or current qualified GM lessees can get an ultra-low mileage lease on a 2018 Silverado 1500 Double Cab LT All-Star for only around $199 a month for 24 months with $3,939 due at signing. That's just $199 a month for a well-equipped Silverado. Plus, under new tax depreciation laws, your small business may be able to deduct up to 100% of the purchase price of eligible Chevy models. That's an incredible opportunity for contractors, electricians, landscapers, and more. Don't miss out. See your New England Chevy dealer today. Total value based on $50,940 MSRP. Lease example based on national average vehicle selling price. Your payments may vary. Federal tax depreciation deductions are only available for vehicles used in a trade or business. Consult your tax advisor. Take new retail delivery by 11/30/18. Call 888-59-CHEVY for offer details.
We're here at the 99 restaurants to find out what's new this season. Let's start in the kitchen. Hey, chef, what's cooking?
Our new short rib pot pie with braised short ribs, red wine sauce, and veggies with a flaky bacon cheddar crust.
Mmm, and our server Beth has a tasty-looking dish.
Fresh New England scallops, a local favorite right from George's Bank.
And more big news? Now you can order online. That's what's new at the Nines.
The 99 restaurants, always the real deal.
Welcome to the animal kingdom. Today in Australia, we visit a kangaroo and her big Joey.
Mum, I think I'm growing.
Yeah, you're getting too big. It's time.
To move out?
To get your own phone.
Yes.
Yeah, thinking about a new phone. One with a huge screen and an amazing camera. You know I love taking pics.
Good on ya. Like a Samsung or LG.
Yeah. At Metro, if I buy one, I get a second for free. We're switching to Metro.
Quite clever.
Too right. I'm also thinking about getting a pouch reduction. So you're going to need to find your own place.
Mum!
At Metro by T-Mobile, buy a select Samsung Galaxy or LG phone and get a second for free on unlimited LTE plans. Massive screens, up to 64 gigs of memory, and an incredible 16 megapixel camera. All at Metro, the smarter way to holiday. Metro by T-Mobile.
Plus sales tax and activation fee. Free phone must be on new line of service. Phone free after all instant rebates. Free phone of lesser or equal value. If congested, the fraction of customers using more than 35 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. And Metro customers may notice reduced speeds versus T-Mobile due to prioritization. See store for details and terms and conditions.
Greg Hill here. Reach out to my friends at East Coast Metal Roofing and ask about their Winter Works program. The team at East Coast Metal Roofing is giving you 10% off a brand new metal roof. These roofs can be installed year-round, so you have no excuse. The team at East Coast Metal Roofing serves Massachusetts, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, and Connecticut. Take my advice and visit eastcoastmetalroofing.com or call 844-611-ECMR. That's eastcoastmetalroofing.com, your lifetime roofing solution.
Change your lettuce, change your life. You probably heard me say that a lot over the years, and it's really true. Back in 2013, I had a hair transplant with Dr. Robert Leonard and Dr. Matthew Lopresti, and it really did change my life. Trust me, I'm not donkey on this. I like myself better with my hair, and my family and my friends do too. So if you're seeing signs of hair loss or just want to make yourself feel better and your hair thicker, call 1-800-GET-HAIR. The consult is free. 1-800-GET-HAIR. Change your lettuce, change your life.
There's Black Friday, and then there's Pro Black Friday at the Home Depot. Special savings for pros on pro-grade brands to get the job done right. This Pro Black Friday, get a Makita 18-volt brushless 6-piece combo kit. It's a special buy, just $499. You get a set of tools with longer runtime, increased power and speed, and longer tool life, only during Pro Black Friday, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through December 31st, U.S. only, while supplies last.
Honey, why is that box strapped to an engine?
That's the Boxinator 9000, like Santa's got in his workshop. It gets presents out fast.
But the United States Postal Service has everything we need to send presents and cards fast.
Oh, that's good. The Boxinator 9000 ain't exactly street legal.
From shipping supplies to ship-by dates, USPS has everything you need to get gifts and greetings out on time. Learn more at usps.com/cheer. United States Postal Service. Priority you. And with the Informed Delivery feature, get a digital preview of your mail before it arrives.
At Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare, we've got plans for you. Plans backed by 50 years of putting members first. With nurse care managers who listen in your language and virtual doctor visits on your phone. So that quality care is always at your fingertips. We've got plans that work for the young and healthy and the young at heart. Plans for your mind, body, and bank account. And a plan to bring happiness back to healthcare. So get healthy. Get happy. Get to know us at GetHarvardPilgrim.org.
Get happy.
Dell's Black Friday sale for small business is on. Save up to 50% with massive deals on office essentials like computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors. Call 877-BUY-DELL.
You probably know by now that the deals are always great at Midstate Auto Group in Auburn. Our friend Ray Butler and his team at Midstate want to make you smile with a great car buying experience. And Midstate can put you in a new vehicle while making the car buying experience fun and easy again. Midstate is Worcester County's largest used car dealer, and Ray handpicks every vehicle on that lot himself. This way they can sell it to you the right way, and you know you're going to get a great deal on it. If you're shopping around for a pre-owned car, truck, van, or SUV, you got to go to Midstate. Their quality, service, selection, and price can't be beat. Midstate Auto Group, they're on Route 20 in Auburn. They've got a state-of-the-art service facility, the newest technologies, and they can service all makes and models. So let them know I sent you down and you'll have some fun. Whether it's the sales or the service department, the deals are always great at Midstate. And if they can't get you credit, then nobody can. Head to MidstateAutoGroup.com. That's MidstateAutoGroup.com.
Hillman will be back in 60 seconds or less with more compelling content like this.
Greg, do you want to tenderloin and chill tonight? No. Once I eat, I must immediately sleep. Hillman here. You know, I've been suffering a lot of separation anxiety since both of the kids went back to college. However, Thanksgiving is almost here, and they'll both be back soon. I have one dilemma. I only have one queen MyPillow mattress topper and two kids. So I think I'm going to give it to whoever is nicest to me when they get home. But I'll probably have to get another one. Luckily, you still get 30% off the MyPillow mattress topper when you use the promo code WAAF, and you get two free standard MyPillows. If my kids get a good night's sleep while they're home, then I get a good night's sleep. The mattress topper is a no-brainer. Just slide it over your mattress, and it's immediately more comfortable. Do yourself a favor. Get one for yourself, one for your kids, one for your neighbor when you go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WAAF. That's MyPillow.com, or you can call 1-800-933-5516 or go to MyPillow.com.
Hey, what's up, Boston? This is Gabriel Iglesias.
Oh, my God, it's Fluffy.
Favorite time for me in my life was when I played football in high school. So, of course, when you're a big guy on a football team, they put you on the front line. You're looking at each other, and you're saying stuff to one another to try to intimidate the other guy. He's looking at me.
I'm going
to
kick your ass.
I'd look at him and go,
I'm going to tackle you.
And you're listening to the Hillman Morning Show on WAAF.
It is 7:51, and if you'd like to text or call with an Inside the Warp female brain question, now's a good time to do so. The text line is 97107, and the Framingham Ford studio line is 617-764-9223. That's 617-764-9223.
Hey, guys.
Having trouble unlocking the mystery that is woman?
Why'd you have a fake?
Of course.
Really?
On occasion.
How could he not know that?
They overdo the theatrics. They're like swinging from the chandelier. Oh, well, my God, you're an Adonis. This is amazing.
It's time to go inside the warped female brain.
All right. If you're a guy and you're confused about what is going on in the mind of a woman that you care about, you may text any and all questions to Danielle, and she will do her best to give you a rare glimpse inside the warped, convoluted, crazy female brain. Here's an 860 text, Danielle,
okay,
from someone who has been married for 13 years.
Okay.
And he still finds his wife very attractive.
Okay.
And would like to be, quote-unquote, busy, quote-unquote, busy with her.
Okay.
However, she says that she feels uncomfortable with her body.
Mm.
What can he do about that?
Probably nothing.
He's not uncomfortable with her body.
No.
She's uncomfortable with her body.
I could tell you up and down all day long. I love you just the way you are.
fluffy, slim, whatever it might be. You just, when you get that little self-conscious thing in the back of your head, it's like, just try to be gentle about it. Be supportive. Just, you know, keep at it. Reinforce that you think she's great. It could be an excuse because she just doesn't want to have sex anymore.
What?
But,
that's not right. That's not but, right.
Ouch.
You know, if you know her and if she is actually having some, you know, body consciousness issues, mm-hmm. you know, just be gentle and reassuring and keep at it.
774 text. Hooked up with a girl over the weekend.
Where'd it work?
And she has a boyfriend. She told me she isn't going to leave him. However, she also told me that she likes me and would date me, but the timing is wrong.
Yawn.
However, she still wants to get together tonight and talk.
About what?
What could we possibly have to talk about?
Right.
I already told her I won't say anything, and good luck with the good.
Stop responding to
her. What does she want to talk about? She just wants to lure him
in. She wants to string you along.
Yes.
And then what, you're going to date, and then you'll forget about the fact that when you met her and hooked up with her, she had a boyfriend? You think she's not going to do the same thing to you?
Get the hell out of here with that. That's gold. That's money.
For you, guy.
You get to have sex with her and she has to go back to her boyfriend. How great is that?
This guy does not, based on how he responded to this, saying like, what could we possibly have to talk about? Doesn't sound like he's into that kind of scenario.
No.
I know that for you and for some individuals, that's gold. But
for
some
most
people,
of us guys,
some people
yes.
would just like to not be sleeping with someone who's got a significant other. So there's that.
Here's a 774 text. My girlfriend sends me nudes when she is in the mood and wants me to come up to the bedroom. But every time I send her nudes, she texts me back and says she's not in the mood.
Right.
Why doesn't it work both ways?
Because there's like three guys in the world that have sexy nudes, and two of them are David Beckham. That's it.
Yeah, right, Danielle?
The male body is utilitarian, okay? The nudes, the female nudes just tend to be a little sexier and spicier, and it's like, hey, come do this. Guy sends you a D-pic, and they're like, hey, you want to get it on? You're like, dude, I'm having breakfast with my mother. Like, what do you, look at the timing, look at the other stuff. It just, unfortunately, this is something that does not work seamlessly both ways. I can't explain why, it's just how it is, and I apologize.
508 text as we go inside the warped female brain. Been dating a girl for a little while that I really like. However, she has an annoying habit of creating new pet names for me and calling me them.
Okay.
What was that?
What was that? What? Are you getting some on the reg? What do you care if she calls you pet names? Isn't it better than her calling you a-hole?
Well,
that might be one of the pet names.
That's fine.
What is that about, the pet names thing?
I use pet names for everybody.
You do?
Honey, babe, sweets,
yeah.
Darling, dollface,
bae,
lover. Big D, you know.
Oh, that's creepy. When you're a guy, it's creepy.
Really? You guys don't do anything creepy? Ever?
Yeah. Here's a text that says, I have a female best friend.
Okay.
And she has started dating a loser.
Mm.
He's been lying about me.
Mm.
And she believes it and doesn't want anything to do with me. Blocked me on social, et cetera. No contact.
Yep.
What is going on in her mind?
She is really into this relationship and for whatever reason thinks this guy is great. She probably has some old emotional trauma that she's dealing with and she identifies with something about this jerk. I would just be patient, sit back on your heels and wait for the day that she realizes what a scumbag he is and comes crawling back to you begging for your friendship saying, I was wrong.
Yeah.
Come on, right, holy about jealous dude. Guy, get off your pedestal, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's not hitting you because she doesn't dig you. She digs this guy, which isn't you, so get over
it. Well, he's friends with her, though. But we learned that he's only friends with her because he wants to smash her. We learned that already.
Exactly.
Let's see. I've been with the same woman for almost a year, and I have never cheated once on her. However, she still insists on checking up on Snapchat and Instagram and Facebook. Why is she doing that?
Because she's cheating on you and doesn't want you to look at her Snapchat and Facebook and everything else. She's projecting. It's classic. Or she's just really insecure about it, and the guy that she dated before you was a complete jerk that deceived her.
Here's a 617 text.
Okay.
Recently, I was at a family party. Of course, it's that time of year.
Mm.
Thanksgiving is next week. Went downstairs to get something, and my third cousin, who is a smoke, followed me down and threw me up against the wall and kissed me.
All right.
Now she is sending me nudes.
Okay.
Do I go for it?
Third cousin, fair game.
Really?
You're fine.
I say yeah.
Barely even related.
Third cousin is
third cousin. You might as well be a 58th cousin thrice removed.
Yeah,
That's far enough.
Beyond second, it doesn't count.
I couldn't even
name my third cousins. Go.
I mean, this isn't
a condom, though.
This isn't the South or New Hampshire. I mean, what is?
Excuse me. Yeah. Our neighbors to the north do not appreciate that, Greg.
Here's a great one. 774 text. I took a girl to the Celtics last night who had broken up with her boyfriend a month or two ago.
Yeah.
We had an amazing time together.
Yeah.
However.